Will we become ghosts when we die? How does karma affect our rebirth?
Sentient beings transmigrate in the six realms due to the causes and conditions of their karmic forces. In this present life, if a person does not commit evil deeds through his body, speech, and mind, but instead performs virtuous deeds, then he will be able to retain a human form in his next life. If a person is wealthy, he must have planted virtuous causes in being generous and giving during his previous life. If a person is of dignified countenance, he must have practiced tolerance and politeness towards others, or offered fresh flowers to Buddha. If a person lives a long and healthy life and is seldom sick, in his previous life, he must have virtuously abstained from killing and hurting other sentient beings. If a person has done a lot of virtuous deeds and accumulated a lot of merits, he will be able to enjoy celestial blessings in the heaven realm. However, if one has done many good deeds but is hot-tempered and quarrelsome, then he shall be reborn in the Asura realm. The aforementioned human, heaven, and Asura realms are collectively called the three virtuous realms. If a person is always committing evil deeds through his body, speech, and mind, then after he dies, he will fall into the animal, hungry ghost, or the hell realm to suffer his retributions. Therefore, it is not for certain that a person will become a ghost after he dies, but there is a possibility. It depends on all the karma that he has committed whilst alive.